number 125 from September of 2016, Safe Church. The year before my father died, he was talking seriously for once and said to me, "You know, I'm glad I'm the age I am because I think I've had the best that America has to offer, but I fear for my grandchildren." He recognized what most of us are feeling more and more all the time, namely that the world is getting wackier every day and you never know what tragic thing might happen next. No wonder our prayers are more fervent than ever when we say, "Come, Lord Jesus." In response to the current situation, our congregation has instituted a Safe Church initiative to deal with emergency situations. The plan calls for dealing with situations that have a high probability, such as medical emergencies, power outages, or weather emergencies. Next are the situations with a moderate possibility of happening, like fire or criminal activity. Finally, there are situations with a low probability, like domestic violence, a threatening individual, or an active shooter situation. We would, of course, like to think that none of these situations will ever happen, but some surely will, and we need to be prepared, so we are preparing. An example of the predicament we are in was told to me by our secretary from St. John Lutheran. Julie is a member of the Catholic Church in Elwood and was attending Saturday night Mass and happened to be one of the ushers. She said a man dressed in a long black robe with fringe on it came and sat down near the front of the church. He sat and took notes during the entire service. He had a large tattoo on his face from the bridge of his nose, arching over both eyes. The thing that really shook Julie up, however, was that she saw something protruding from under the man's robe, and it turned out to be a sword. He was welcomed as a visitor after the service and said that he was on a pilgrimage from Fort Wayne to Carmel, Indiana. Now, how does one handle that? We don't want to be judgmental or critical of a visitor because, after all, the scripture says we might be entertaining an angel unawares. We don't want to meet the Lord who happens to be in a weird costume and reject him. But on the other hand, we don't want to ignore a potentially threatening intruder. I have no idea what this man was really doing. My best guess would be that he is a paranoid schizophrenic, and although split from reality, is probably not dangerous. But how do you know? We live in a strange world, but it is still God's world, and we simply trust that he will give us a discerning heart and good judgment. Come, Lord Jesus, and make it soon.